Mold on rugs is a common problem that can lead to health risks if not addressed promptly. It may appear black, green, gray, or white and has an unpleasant musty odor. If left untreated for too long, it can cause serious damage to the rug fibers and even lead to respiratory issues for those living in the home. In this article, we'll be discussing the causes of mold growth on your rug, how you can spot it early on, the potential health risks associated with it, and ways to prevent further mold growth from occurring. Finally, we will provide some tips for treating mold once you have identified its presence in your home. Causes of mold growth on the rug. Mold growth can cause black spots to form on rugs, signaling the presence of black mold. This type of mold is caused by an environment with high levels of humidity, poor ventilation, and a lack of sunlight. When areas remain damp for long periods of time, black mold starts to form. Poorly maintained air conditioning systems that don't reduce indoor humidity are also likely to increase the chances of black mold formation. Moisture from everyday activities, such as wet feet and spilled drinks, is also a main contributor to rug mold growth. In order to prevent black mold from forming in rugs, it is important to frequently move furniture and vacuum or professionally clean your area rug regularly. Lastly, using a dehumidifier can help to reduce the amount of excess moisture present in your home. Signs of mold on rug. One area that often gets overlooked when checking for mold is rugs and carpets. It's important to know how to spot signs of mold on your rug, so you can take action as soon as possible and avoid any potential problems. In this article, we will look at some common signs of mold on rugs and carpets, as well as what you should do if you find any evidence of mold growth. Visible discoloration. Mold growth can appear as black, green, or white stains on the rug. Musty odor. Mold emits a distinct musty smell, which can be a sign of its presence on the rug. Dampness or water damage. If the rug has been exposed to moisture or water damage, it is more likely to develop mold. Allergic reactions. Some people may experience allergy-like symptoms, such as sneezing, coughing, or skin irritation when in contact with moldy rugs. Respiratory issues. Exposure to mold spores can cause respiratory problems, especially in people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or allergies. Warping or curling. When mold grows on the rug's underside, it can cause warping or curling of the fibers. Loose or damaged fibers. Over time, mold growth can weaken the rug's fibers, causing them to become loose or damaged. Flaking or peeling. In severe cases, mold growth can cause the rug's backing to flake or peel away from the fibers. Health risks of mold on rug. It's important to know how to identify and remove mold from your rug before it causes any harm. By learning about the health risks of mold on rugs and taking steps to prevent its growth in your home, you can keep yourself safe from these dangerous effects. Prevention of mold on rug. To prevent mold on rugs, it is necessary to regularly clean and maintain carpets with regular rug and carpet cleaning. This will ensure the rug is free from dust and dirt, which act as an ideal breeding ground for mold growth. Furthermore, dealing with any water issues quickly will help to avoid moisture buildup and thus mitigate mold formation. Additionally, it's important to adjust the humidity levels in the room to prevent moisture collection and keep circulation moving by opening doors or windows regularly. Finally, investing in a rug protector spray can go a long way in providing a protective shield from potential rug damage like mold buildup. Treatment of mold on rug. Removing stains from carpets can be a difficult and tiresome task. When it comes to carpet mold, there are special cleaning methods that can remove bacteria and remove stains. Carpet mold cleaning starts with removing visible dirt and debris from the rug. This is most often done by vacuuming on a high setting to remove deeply embedded dirt and dust particles. Once this step is completed, The carpet may need to be sprayed with an antifungal or antibacterial cleaner to remove any remaining particles of mold. This will also help kill any potential allergens present in the carpet. Finally, after allowing these solutions to penetrate deep into the fibers of the rug, some type of scrubbing will remove any spores that remain on the surface. Following these steps is important for both protecting your carpets long term and ensuring their color stays undamaged and their fibers stay healthy. Professional mold remediation for rugs. When it comes to carpet mold cleaning, professional contractors are the only viable solution. With special CT cleaners and an array of carpet remediation tools at their disposal, these pros can ensure that your rug or carpet is free from any harmful substances and will remain safe to use. Mold presents a range of health risks if not addressed quickly. So when it comes to rug remediation, it's critical to call the experts in order to protect yourself and your family from any contamination. Professional mold remediation for rugs is the only path to total safety and cleanliness. In conclusion, mold on rugs can cause serious health risks if not taken care of properly. It is important to take preventive measures such as regular rug and carpet cleaning, reducing indoor humidity levels, and using a dehumidifier to reduce moisture in your home. Additionally, it's critical to spot the signs of mold early on so you can act quickly and prevent further damage from occurring. If any evidence of mold growth has been identified in your home, professional remediation services are essential for ensuring complete safety from contamination. With these tips in mind, you should be able to successfully protect yourself and your family from potential harm caused by black or white mold on carpets or rugs.